harness.
Okay. Now, what about the words? Would you ever use the word lines?
Mm-hmm.
Or plow lines?
Mm-hmm.
Which of those?
Plow lines.
Plow lines.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, what about the word reins?
Yes.
What would you use? What are reins used for?
Reins are to guide your horses.
When you're riding?
When you're plowing, too.
Oh, when you're plowing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the thing?
The bits in their mouth, and you pull them one way or the other, and it hurts, and that's why they go.
Right, okay.
I guess.
Okay, sounds reasonable.
That's a flying expression.
All right. You know, say if you have two horses hitched to a wagon, talking about the horse on the right, or if you're plowing.
The lead horse.
Lead horse.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this expression, if something's not right near at hand, you'd say it's just a little over.
Yonder.
It's a little
over.
Yeah. Okay. Now, how would you use yonder that way?
It's over yonder.
It's over yonder, I see.
Now, that certainly is a slang expression, over yonder. I know you have people come in here and you say over yonder, and it's, what are you talking about?
When you say over yonder, does that imply a short or a long distance?
Long. Yonder.
Okay. Now, what about this, if somebody said it's just a little ways over, or it's just a little piece?
That's a very short distance.
You hear?
Yeah, I hear that all the time. Down the road a piece.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Down the street away.
Sure, okay. Let's say if you've been traveling and you've not yet finished your journey, you say, we still have a
long way to go.
Right. If you're looking for something that's very common, you might say, well, you don't have to look for that in any special place. You can find that just about
anywhere.
Right. And if I trip and fall that way, you say, I
backwards.
Well, I fall with the road.
Right.
On your face.
Absolutely. All right. Now, I'm talking about farming. The trenches that are cut out by a plow, you would call them?
The middles.
Okay. Now, is there another word for it?
Well, if they're planted, it's the middles.
Mm-hmm. What about a word that begins with an F?
Furrow?
Mm-hmm. Now, what about furrow and middle? Is there a difference?
Furrow, I thought, was the row.
Mm-hmm.
And the middle's between the rows.
I see. Okay. All right. A farmer might say, if he thinks he's going to have a good yield, he might say, well, we raised a big
crop.
Okay. What about if a man has a piece of land with a lot of trees and bushes on it, and he wants to put it to cultivation? You say he did what to it?
Cleared it.
Do people around here have a name for a piece of land that's just been cleared?
New ground.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, what about a crop that grows up in a field even though you didn't plant it?
It's wild. Volunteer.
Volunteer? Okay. Now, say if you just cut your hay off the field for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. And it comes back up again the second time. What do you call that? That's the what?
Second crop.
Okay. Any wheat ever grow in this part of the country?
Mm-hmm, a little bit.
All right. And you say after you cut your wheat, you tie it up into a what?
Bundle.
All right.
Shaft.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Would you ever take the bundles, a lot of bundles, and put them all together into something?
I don't know.
All right. Would you ever use the word shock that way?
Yes. And used to shock hay, too.
Shock hay.
Mm-hmm. And shock the wheat, right.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, a farmer might say, talking about what he's raised, he might say, we raised 40 quart of corn to an acre.
Acres. Bushels to an acre.
Sure. All right. All right. Talking about oats, you would say you did what to oats?
Thresh them.
Okay. Fine.